This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, welcome to another episode of Song Title Challenge, where the question is, climbers, how should you write this one? Climbers, send in their song titles. Send them to info@daredevilproduction.com. Production is singular. There is no S. info@daredevilproduction.com. Put Song Title Challenge or STC in the subject line so it gets into the right folder. If you don't, it won't. I get a lot of email. And then I go through all the song titles and try to find one that I think will work and spring them live to Brent while we're recording this and to our esteemed guest. And we have a guest today for you. You're not going to believe this guest that we got. We're so thankful that he came on. But it's not a co-writer in any way, shape, or form. We are going to try to cook up 5 or 6 different conceptual angles to writing the title. Use all of it, use none of it. It's okay. We just demand an invite to the number one party. And this is what you should be doing before you get into a writing room with your titles, or sometimes what you have to do on the fly if you're in a room writing with an artist who's like, hey, I want to write this title. And now you got to cook it up. This is a great way to spend 15 minutes before you start that write, really digging down to get to the platinum underneath the dirt, right?
That's right.
I think I covered everything, didn't I, Brent?
I think so.
It's a great way to bring new life into old song titles in your hookbook, too.
That's right. That's right. So that's what I've been doing, is doing my own personal song title challenge and hitting titles from like 20 years ago that I haven't touched and wouldn't have taken a second look at, wouldn't even scroll that far back when I'm looking for something to write, and kind of doing this for my own stuff. And it's worked. I've gotten some of my favorite recent songs with and gotten some cuts with. So I'm not just, what is it? I'm not just the president of the company. I'm also a user or whatever.
I'm also a client.
Yeah, there you go.
So with that said, Brent, please introduce our guest, but only go through like a quarter of the bio because we don't have enough time.
Yeah, this is, it's a mini-sode.
Are you kidding me with this guy?
Today's guest is an American songwriter, record producer, and publisher. Man, just some of the career highlights as a writer have been, let's see, a lot of film and TV stuff, a lot of sync licenses. We're talking Dawson's Creek, Party of Five, Smallville, The Simpsons, Saturday Night Live. The big one that my daughter has probably paid for, I don't know, whatever he wants to buy, is the theme song for
Paw Patrol.
So yeah. Ruby Jean says, thank you. I hear that around the house on a regular basis. So that one's awesome. So ton of film and TV stuff, Mandy Moore movies, all kinds of stuff.
I mean, you should say the Dawson's Creek is crazy about this girl, right?
Yeah.
Or crazy about that girl, this girl.
Yeah. Crazy about this girl was the commercial for Dawson's Creek and Princess Diaries.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So cuts by
a song when you play it out, this song, guys, is so big. It's so big that when I see you play it, I've seen you play it in Denmark and I've seen you play it in Nashville. And you say the name of the song, and I don't think a lot of people maybe catch on to the name of the song. Like, they don't know it like by the name, but you sing the first verse and everybody's like, they just shut up and they're like, oh my God, I know this song. Like, it's so amazing. Have you ever noticed that? It's like, yeah, I'm astounded every time.
Yeah, it's been 20 years. People still know it.
Yep.
I'm happy about
it's that. So good. I'm so, Brian, keep going. Sorry.
Yeah, we're not done yet. So yes, Evan and Darren cuts, Mandy Moore cuts Big and Rich, the number one Holy Water, Macy Gray, Spin Doctors, Nick Lachey, Sugarland. Let's see here. The band Perry had the hit Postcard from Paris, the Shires, mutual friends of ours, Hush from Denmark, and just a whole bunch of stuff, more than we have time to go into. One thing I see here, and we haven't talked about before, but I want to give you big kudos for, our guest big kudos for, is as a board member of NSAI, so National Songwriters Association International, he has lobbied on behalf of the Music Modernization Act in DC and fought for songwriters' fairness and pay and for us having a seat at the table. So, which as a writer who feeds my family from this stuff, I greatly appreciate.
Yes, sir.
Jeff Cohen, welcome to the climb.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for saying yes, Jeff.
Yes. So this is going to be a good time.
All right. Well, are we ready?
Let's do it.
Never ready. That's what keeps me coming.
Never ready, always willing.
There you go.
Never ready, always. There you go. There you go. Okay. So this it comes from climber Russell Morton.
Russell. All right.
And the title is Dumb Tattoo.
Dumb? D-U-M-B tattoo?
Yeah. Dumb Tattoo. Okay.
All right.
Now, that's what makes this the challenge, Jeff, is because I promise you can't say, let's go to lunch or what else do you have? We got to figure out a way to dig down.
Well, I mean, I think dumb tattoos, there's a real straightforward way you can do that. And, you know, I mean, am I supposed to just come up with like the direction I would take it?
Yeah. Yeah. We just all kind of pitch in and start playing in the sandbox together.
Yeah.
So you can lead off. Absolutely, sir.
Yeah. I mean, I would say maybe it was a drunken night at Mardi Gras and you're out with the girls for the weekend or the guys and everyone thought it was a great idea to get the same tattoo or something. Mm-hmm. And then 20, 30 years later, when you're just not the same person and mm-hmm. both just attitude wise and physically, you realize that it might not have been the smartest move. And, you know,
right.
Like one move, can't really take that one back.
Right.
Don't I like that. A great idea to get a dumb tattoo. I like that.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, how do you play off dumb? Because that's not a word you normally hear, like in a title that much or whatever. But like dumb tattoo, like genius weekend or like smart, you know, or great memory, like priceless memory kind of thing like that. Yeah, the tattoo's dumb, but the memory, that's pretty awesome. Yeah. As hazy as it is pretty
and
awesome.
And the other thing you could do is someone on a dare, mm-hmm. someone dares you to get a dumb tattoo, so you get the word dumb tattooed on you.
Lost a bet.
No regrets.
No regrets. Right, yeah.
Yeah, I've got a dumb tattoo.
Right.
That reminds me of the story about this one guy I knew. I don't know if he made this up or he was joking, but he said he used to go to bars and tell, he'd meet a woman mm-hmm. and she'd say, "Hi, my name is so-and-so." He's like, "Oh my God, I have your name tattooed on my butt." And they'd be like, "No, you don't." He goes, "I will bet you that your name is tattooed on my butt." And of course he had the words, "Your name." You won that bet every time. There was always one person that night who's like, "I'll bet you."
Yeah.
On your bluff. Nope. You lost every time.
That's a tattoo pays for itself. That's awesome.
You should never have to go to that lens to meet a girl. But anyway.
Yeah, right. I was thinking like kind of the opposite, like dumb tattoo. Ultimately, it's about like guys looking down and it's her name or something, or like I heart so-and-so. And he's like, dumb tattoo, because it didn't work out, right? But maybe instead of like, he had it planned out for like a month, he was going to get this tattoo. He had it drawn out. He had artists, like he planned this thing. Then you're like, dumb tattoo. Like the opposite of the spring break. I woke up with this thing like, hula girl, what the heck? You know, but it's like, I planned it. Dumb tattoo. You know, it's beautiful. It's just the way I wanted it. Dumb tattoo. And it's all because you're gone and whatever. And now it just looks stupid. So kind of like a heartbreak thing.
Or we could write a song about Johnny Depp when he did Wynonna Forever. And he had to change it to Wino Forever.
Wino, right? Well,
that's right. He did do that, didn't he? how to change a dumb tattoo. Or it's like changing a dumb tattoo.
Yeah, something you're stuck with. It's a metaphorical.
Like changing that too, yeah.
Yeah, make it metaphorical. Some decision that is permanent reminder of a temporary feeling, as the Jimmy Buffett song says.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's like a dumb tattoo or like the list kind of thing. Like maybe adding S to a dumb tattoo is like things that you wish you didn't do.
Oh, listicle.
You know, whatever. And dumb tattoos.
They like stay with you like a dumb tattoo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. Kids. Kids, I tell you. Kids.
You cannot live.
Seemed like a good idea at the time.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Yep. Now they're all over me.
Yeah, you could say I'm just trying to outlive my dumb tattoo.
Oh, that's awesome right there. There's so much you can put before this that would really, I'm just trying to, how you doing? Just trying to outlive my dumb tattoo.
Yeah. Trying to be smarter than my dumb tattoo.
That's good, yeah.
Sometimes like a group of friends that they're thick as thieves will get the same tattoo.
Right. Yeah.
Right. So it could be the same dumb tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
It could be like one of those Drink You On My Mind, right? The way you guys spun that song, Brent.
Yeah, about old friends and stuff.
About the old friends, about your homies, you know. We're super different, but we all got the same dumb tattoo.
I was like, yeah. You know.
Go ahead, Brent.
Oh, I'll say, yeah, you got the dumb tattoo too.
Like, yeah.
Hey.
I know all my friends growing up, we all have Marie Osmond on our
with the temporary thing. I still love Marie Osmond.
We all did. We all had crushes on Marie Osmond.
Is that wrong? I have a crush on
her. Never wrong.
She's awesome.
It's like, or something. It's like something you're asking, like falling for you would be like getting a dumb tattoo. Like I'm going to regret it.
Yeah.
Like I know this is not going to work out, and I'm going to regret this at least by sunrise.
Yeah.
But I can't take it back.
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah, going home with you, it's like getting a dumb tattoo.
There you go.
So it could be that thing.
Or a song about vulnerability, right? Mm-hmm. Like falling for you. Don't make it like a dumb tattoo. What about that? Like, I'm going to fall for you. Don't make it like a dumb tattoo.
Don't make this decision a dumb tattoo.
Yeah.
No, we've just written multiple songs for this guy.
Exactly. This is the fun part of it. We can do all the fun conceptual stuff without having to dig in and go, okay, what's the first line? This is my favorite part sometimes of writing the song. What if it, like, you know, you've hit that special place in your relationship, has gone up a level when you're willing to show them your dumb tattoo. You feel safe enough.
Oh,
it's time to show you the Tweety Bird. Here we go. Yeah. You know?
I have met women who you've gone out with a few times. And then the first time she's going to come over, she's all embarrassed. And she goes, I'm embarrassed. But when I was a teenager, I got this dumb tattoo on my back that it's not me. It's not me now.
Mm-hmm.
But it was you then.
Yeah.
Oh, I have a buddy that had the Confederate flag on him from his fraternity days. And it was always just like Southern, where he's from, not the other stuff. But anyway, so he, you know, he's grown up, whatever. And anyway, he's going to the doctor, and the doctor is an African-American lady. And so before, like, he's like, before we do this, have you ever like done something when you were a kid and years later, you're like, that's not how I meant for it to. And you just wish you didn't. That's okay. Drop your drawers. God bless
him. Hey, what about springboarding off of Jeff, off of what you said? What if it's about like falling in love with the girl,
mm-hmm.
right? You're putting her, you want to get to know everything about her. You want to know how she likes her eggs. You want to know how she likes her coffee. I want to see that dumb tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You could even say, I even like that dumb tattoo. I like everything about you.
Yeah. Yeah. Or I'll promise I'll like that dumb tattoo. You know?
Yeah. Or she even likes my dumb tattoo. Like,
there you go.
Yeah.
That way, because I'm not calling her tattoo dumb, not till we're married. And
oh, that's right. That's right. Self-deprecating, better twist.
Right.
Yeah. Hope she likes my dumb tattoo. Boy, I'd love it if there was like the thing you mentioned about the Winona. If there's another way of like another word that becomes dumb, like out of her name, you know, like if there's some way to like, yeah, go over it. And now it just says dumb, you know, instead of whatever her name is.
Autumn.
But Autumn.
Deborah, and you change or Deb.
Yes, I know. I'm trying to do the
Deb.
Deb.
Deb. Flip that UM in there.
Exactly. Just a reminder.
Yeah.
This is my dumb tattoo.
Wino forever. That's so classic.
Yes. Oh, man. What else is there? Wonder if different genres can kind of mix that up, you know?
The other thing you can do is you could do a list of all the regrets you have in life. Mm-hmm. And at the end say, but I don't regret that dumb tattoo.
There you go.
Yeah.
When you say that, I regret my first wife. I regret not taking that job when I should have. I regret.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Not writing books when he asked me to in the 80s. You know, I mean, all those things. But I don't regret that dumb tattoo.
I love it. Yeah.
Yes. Because that was a fun weekend. And I think about it every time I look at it, kind of thing.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. That's fun.
Well, and how about that? Just how about the furniture in that? The specificity in that is just talking about a wild weekend.
Yeah.
And you're like, and we did this and we did that. Like the weekend you fell in love with her, right? Mm-hmm. And we get all this. And I'm constantly reminded every time I look at this dumb tattoo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I see you every time I see this dumb tattoo. And I love you more every time I see this dumb tattoo.
And then at the end of the song, after you're saying how you're reminded and all these good things, at the end, the last line can be, I just shouldn't have put it on my face.
Lots of tattoos. Location.
Do you think
anybody
regrets a face tattoo? Like all the people that have face tattoos now, does anybody regret them? I just don't think if you're going to put one on your face, I just don't think you're the kind of person that's ever going to regret it.
It's a bold choice.
It's a bold choice.
Tyson, Tom McDonald. Yeah. What if it's like the metaphor of like everybody has a dumb tattoo? Everybody has a dumb tattoo. Like whether that, you know, something dumb that you've done something you regret that sticks with you or something dumb you did that, you know, not use dumb again, but something that sticks with you. You know, we all have that kind of thing. So kind of almost a, like is a little like deeper than the title sounds kind of thing, but we all got this stuff. We all got skeletons in the closet. We all got, somebody's got dirt on you. I don't care who you are. Mm-hmm. Like we all got this stuff. So let's not be so judgy. All right. Everybody's got a dumb tattoo. Me, you too. Whatever.
I like that. That's a good spin right there. That's a really good spin on that.
And, you know, like if it's a country kind of thing, you can do the storytelling where like, you know, the guy's like, hey, you know what? You think you're better than me. You got a dumb tattoo too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Like whatever it is, it might not be on your arm. It might not be on your butt or your face, but you got one. There's someone's got dirt on you. Someone's got a picture. You got a dumb tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's just a memory. So don't be so judgy. Judgy McJudgerson. So that could be kind of fun. Well, it's a dumb tattoo. Is that the name of a tattoo parlor or a bar? The dumb tattoo?
Oh, there you go.
Oh, yeah.
Got a bar in the front, tattoo parlor in the back?
I'm going to the dumb tattoo.
There you go.
That'd be a great bar name.
It would be, yeah.
It would be a great bar name.
Bar in the front, tattoo in the back.
When you get loaded enough, you just head right back there. There you go.
Exactly.
they would do great business.
I know.
They would do great business. That's
okay. I'm going to throw another one out here.
Mm-hmm.
Guy's name is Robert Dumb.
Yes.
Basically, I got a dumb tattoo. It's done by Mr. Dumb.
The artist.
Yeah.
Bobby Dumb is my tattoo artist, which means legitimately I got a dumb tattoo.
Everyone he gets is dumb. There's fans called dummy.
Okay, what about a ride or die? What about like a ride or die story? You know, it's like your bestie.
Mm-hmm.
It's like your ride or die person, you know, always riding shoddy. They know about everything, including the dumb tattoo. It's kind of a different twist on the, I want to get to know it or she'll even like it, but
yeah,
knows about it.
You could say in a relationship with someone until we both get a dumb tattoo.
There you go. Oh.
Exactly. Yeah. Or I'll do anything for you, but get that dumb tattoo.
But get that dumb tattoo.
Yeah. I'll do anything for love, but I won't do that.
Exactly.
We got a lot of good looks at this, you guys.
Oh, one more. We haven't even mentioned, Fantasy Island?
Oh,
I hear that guy go, the plane, one more time.
Tattoo.
Actually, I like
tattoo.
Yeah. Actually, I liked when he said that. He was awesome.
Oh, he didn't even think of that. Yep. That's my good friend, Dumb Tattoo.
If Mr. Rourke or whatever his name was
what happens like, when Tattoo fails a test in school, Dumb Tattoo. Yeah.
What if Tattoo's the name of the dog?
Dumb Tattoo. Oh yeah, we got him now, we can't get rid of him.
Yeah.
Dumb Tattoo.
Yeah, we've given this guy many options on this title.
Oh yeah, this is fantastic.
Oh yeah,
it's a lot of good looks, Jeff. Thank you so much. Where can people reach out to you? Where can they follow you in social media?
Find you, follow you, you, all that good stuff.
I spend a lot of time at Chick-fil-A.
I do too.
Come
I
like on the Sunday.
Spicy chicken.
No.
Except for Sundays.
Yeah.
My Instagram is Jeff Cohen Music.
Okay.
And my Facebook's Jeff Cohen, parentheses, Poncho's Lament. When I did the music for like Dawson's Creek, One Tree Hill, all those shows, I did it under a fake band name, Poncho's Lament.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay.
When I started Facebook, it was back, you know, while Jeff Cohen, Poncho's Lament. And we actually have a new Poncho's Lament record coming out in February.
Really? Okay.
Very cool.
First time in years, like 10 years.
Well, when you get the pre-saves link on that, shoot it to me and we'll put it in the show notes as well.
Oh, great. That'd be great. Yeah, I'm excited. We just added a back vocal this week. We thought we had it done, but we needed a back vocal.
Yeah.
And so we're going to do the mixer is out. He's out of town for 2 weeks. So when he gets back, he'll mix that in there. And that's a good thing sometimes about living with the mixes for a few weeks. Like the order that I thought was going to be, once we added this back vocal to this other song, I'm like, no, that song moves up on the record. The song moves down. And now I think we finally got the right order on the record. So I'm glad we went back to do that.
Yeah, awesome.
Because that's what put me. So it'll be done by the first week of January.
Cool. Good deal. Okay. Well, this will drop.
It's supposed to drop February 3rd if everything stays in the order.
Oh, that's perfect timing.
Yeah.
There we go.
That'll be great. Thank you, Jeff.
Yes.
Coming out that week.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Thank you for saying yes.
I love it, buddy. Well, thank you so much for saying yes. And, guys, that brings us to the end of another killer song title challenge. Send your song titles in info at daredevilproduction.com. Put STC or song title challenge in the subject line. And maybe you're going to get, I mean, listen, we have nothing but good songwriters on this show, but then every once in a while we get some friggin' royalty and you might get your song idea fleshed out by somebody like Jeff Cohen. Thank you so much, man.
Yep. Thank you.
This podcast exists because we want you to win. So keep on climbing.
And we'll see you at the top.
Well, thank you guys. It was fun being on here. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
You got it, buddy. Have a good one, bud.
Thanks, guys. Have a great holiday.
You too. Thanks.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.